The latest estimate from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau shows the state's transportation fund headed for a deficit by mid-2015 of $63 million. The fund pays for highway projects and gets most of its money from vehicle registration fees and the gas tax. However, gas tax revenue is expected to drop sharply, both in Wisconsin and across the country, because people are driving more fuel-efficient cars and traveling less due to high fuel prices. Democratic State Representative John Richards of Milwaukee serves on the Joint Finance Committee and says for the most part, he expected the news.
I was surprised at the size of the gap, although I wasn't surprised that there was a gap. We've known for some time that the current way that we fund roads in Wisconsin is not keeping up with the times, and we are running a major deficit.
Richard says he's disappointed GOP leaders have ignored recommendations from a bipartisan task force. Its proposed solutions include raising the gas tax by 5 cents per gallon and creating a new vehicle registration fee based on miles driven. Republican Representative Dale Coinga of Brookfield says certain options are out of the question, including borrowing to close the gap.
This budget already has more borrowing in it for transportation. It's part of, there's over $1 billion in new transportation bonding. And I'm very uncomfortable with that, and I think we need to find ways to reduce that bonding. Off the table is the gas tax. There will be no increase in the gas tax. That's absolutely not a possibility.
Coinga says the most viable option is for state leaders to delay certain road projects. Yet fellow GOP Assemblyman Jeff Stone of Greendale says some construction must continue.
Right now we're in the midst of the Zoo Interchange reconstruction. The Zoo Interchange is the most congested point in the state of Wisconsin. And so that, construction project creates giant disruptions to our transportation system. You know, because of, its proximity to Milwaukee and to the economic area here, I would be very concerned about having that project slowed or delayed.
Stone says legislators would have to identify smaller projects for deferral. Another possibility would be taking money from the state's general fund, but Stone foresees lawmakers taking the heat for a transfer.
In the past, we really said transportation is a segregated fund, and we've tried to work within the revenues both from the registration fee and the gasoline tax. So you haven't often seen those transfers from the general fund into transportation, but that is an option. But there's a lot of pressure on general fund spending all across the board right now.
The legislature would face a hornet's nest of criticism if it moved money from education and health care to highways, according to Democrat John Richards. Another idea floated for raising money for road improvements is toll booths. However, that proposal has not gained much traction among legislators. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.